Music of Ground State, as always, kicking us off. This is Les Sakelly filling in for Bruce Van Dyke a couple days this week, today, tomorrow, and Friday. So that's an interesting kind of a fill-in schedule, you know, two, then not, then, well, we're back. But always love to fill in for Bruce here on the morning show. Always great to be back. The name of the program is Give Back with Backpacks. Some folks have gotten together and they've decided, you know what, we're going to help out families in need by donating backpacks and school supplies to them. And on the line, we have Lorain County Prosecutor Dennis Will, and he's going to talk to us a little bit more about this. Dennis, it is wonderful to talk to you again. I remember talking to you back in the old days, and here we are again.
Unfortunately, I think that means we're both getting older, but thank you.
Well, I look great. I don't know about you, but I look forward to looking in the mirror every morning. I hope you can say the same thing.
It's always good to be in that type of a mindset.
You chose not to answer. Give back with the backpacks. Tell us, please, a little bit about that.
This is part of the project outreach from the prosecutor's office, and we have partnered with Lorain County Community College, and we try to interact with the community both to educate them as to what we do and what services are available through ourselves and our partners. But especially, we saw a need to address school supplies and helping out the teachers that were purchasing school supplies on their own, families that might be strapped for doing this. And so we've come up with a plan to try to stuff 4,300 backpacks tomorrow. We're prepping today. We have about 80 volunteers that are going to be out at the college tomorrow. And we're planning on putting together 4,300 backpacks that will be distributed to the grades kindergarten through third grade at Elyria, Lorain, and Clearview schools.
Did I hear right, 4,300 backpacks?
That is correct.
Where in the world did all these backpacks come from?
Well, we have a fund. So when we take funds away from people that violate the law and damage the community, we in Ohio can forfeit those funds and put them to use. And one of the uses we've decided to use our funds is to help purchase these supplies. So my outreach coordinator, Tracy Smalley, spent a good deal of time working with the teachers and the schools and then going online and trying to get us the best prices to get the biggest bang for the buck so we could cover the most number of children. And with the assistance of Lorain Community College, the logistics of this are pretty daunting. And we've been able to put it all together, and hopefully it starts to come to fruition tomorrow.
Talking to Dennis Will this morning from the Lorain County Prosecutor's Office, we are talking about Give Back with Backpacks. How is it decided what families can receive the backpacks along with the school supplies?
Well, every child that are in those grades in those school systems will receive a backpack. If for some reason the family does not want to receive it, then we'll pass that on to another child. But we chose this method because we wanted to get the biggest bang for the buck. We wanted to use the economies of scale be able to cover as many children as possible. So we had to find out who needed certain supplies, how we could access those supplies at the best price, and then how we could make sure that we could cover all of them. So what we're trying to do is make a start here that hopefully this program will grow and we can expand it.
Where did you get the idea to go this particular route?
Well, I have sisters and brothers that have children. They're all grown, and now I got the second generation has children in school. And then the people that work for me were explaining to me how difficult this process is for families that economically may not be able to purchase all the supplies. And the biggest thing is I found out that there are a large number of teachers that are very dedicated that actually purchase things out of their own pocket, and that goes on throughout the year. So I thought the best thing we could do is try to get a foothold somewhere where we could stabilize that and make sure that we supported them in the best way possible, which is with the supplies and the backpacks.
Well, speaking as a parent and speaking as an educator, every kid has a backpack. Every kid needs a backpack. I mean, it's not like when you and I were kids, we went to our lockers, we grabbed our books, we went to our next class. No, they're carrying around their entire locker with them, plus all kinds of other things. So personally, for whatever it's worth, I think this was a great way to spend the money just on backpacks because the kids need them. And, you know, there's folks who take buying these things for granted, but you know what? There's a lot of folks who just cannot afford it. So I think it's a great program.
And I agree with you. You know, our time in school was different. And the way that things proceed now, they need the supplies. They need the carrying, you know, the backpack for carrying. And so hopefully we're going to be able to address both those needs and start to expand the program, and hopefully this will be a learning experience as we start out.
And I know that you mentioned it, but if you could please mention one more time the times and just the logistics and how we can get people connected with the backpacks.
Tomorrow they're going to be stuffing the backpacks. Right now the tentative schedule is 9 a.m. to 2 in the afternoon. If we have to go longer, we will. And then the way that they're going to be distributed is we'll actually transport them back to the school systems, both back to Lorain, Elyria, and Clearview. They will be protectively wrapped, and they will be in the classrooms when the teachers show up the first day of class, and they will be able to hand them out to the children that are in their class based upon the numbers we have.
Now, if I heard you correctly, part of why you're doing this is that you also want to spread the word as to what your office does and what Lorain County Community College does. What is it that you would like folks to know about what you do?
Well, you know, most of the time people only come in contact with our office, unfortunately, when they've been victimized, okay, or they're part of a case that's going through the system. And we want them to understand that we are actually, a friendly operation. And we recently added our facility dog, Farley, who assists our victims and our witnesses in coping with the stress of the system. And we're trying to make sure that people see us in more productive light, that not only when you are either victimized or in need of assistance, that we have other things that we can do. We have a newsletter we put out that is assisting elderly individuals to make sure that they're not scammed by the various people that are targeting them. We put out safety tips. We have various items. We have a booth at the fair that we put out safety items so people can protect their credit cards from being compromised, and health items to help them make sure that they have an emergency, that the first responders will have the adequate information. So we're trying to do things proactively to make sure that people don't become victims and they are safer in our community.
Well, let's kind of play on that a little bit. You, in your job as Lorain County Prosecutor, you unfortunately see some terrible, terrible things. At the same time, though, there have got to be moments where, you know, you're at the end of a case or at the end of a situation and you go, wow, this really, really had a happy ending. I know you can't mention names, and I know you certainly can't talk about cases that are happening right now, but through your very long career, is there one particular case or one particular moment where you had that feeling where, man, I'm glad I'm doing what I'm doing because these people are now in a better place thanks to our efforts?
I think that every time I have to talk to a family that's either suffered a loss of someone or suffered someone that was injured, whether it be by someone's intended action, whether it be a traffic accident. But they come in, and I know that they're looking for closure, and many times they're dealing with any number of problems that come with being victimized and not being able to feel like you can protect yourself. And I think we've gotten better over the years since I've been the prosecutor, both myself and other prosecutors' offices, in realizing that. And, in fact, there's new training that comes out all the time for us to be able to react to assist the people that need our help. And I think any time I have to sit down and talk to a family and tell them what we can do and what the system can do and help them, you know, be able to cope with that and come to some type of closure, I know that's a very it's a gut-wrenching experience in some instances, but it's also a very rewarding experience when you can assist families in that manner.
Yeah, because I would think typically when people hear prosecutor, they think of the perpetrators, but very often we forget about the victims, and that's the whole other side of the coin of what you do.
Well, that's absolutely true, and in fact, the law has reflected that in changes that have happened in the last few years, like Marcy's Law, which is basically, you know, a constitutional amendment statewide that protects victims' rights. And the sheriff always had a famous saying whenever I talked with him, you know.
Again, give back with backpacks. Very worthwhile cause.